This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wendy's, the home of the frosty and four-cornered burger patties, announced a deal today that caught our eye. The fast food chain is partnering with Google Cloud, yes, Google, to transform the drive-thru experience as you know it, as in voice recognition software that takes your order directly to cooks, thus avoiding the whole shouting at the drive-thru menu thing, which is always weird. Also, AI that can politely predict when you might want your next Baconator combo. It's all part of how the pandemic has led to an even stronger relationship between technology and fast food, as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains.
Quincy McClendon hits the drive-thru at this Sacramento-area Wendy's about twice a week for breakfast. He's a big fan of the sausage croissant combo, but he wants it a certain way.
No egg, well done on the sausage.
Hey, man, what drink?
Orange juice.
No egg, well done on the sausage. McClendon says he's never had much of a problem with this order. But imagine a world where Wendy's knew McClendon didn't want egg just by looking at him. Eric Gonzalez is an analyst at KeyBank, which does provide investment banking services to Wendy's. He says data collection is kind of where the industry is headed, using tech to predict drive-thru habits.
They know your license plate number, or they have your facial recognition, so your previous orders are all loaded into the algorithm.
To be clear, none of those are things that Wendy's or Google has talked about yet, but Gonzalez says they already know what you want and when.
You know, they say, well, this guy comes at 2:30 in the morning every Friday night. Maybe he wants the same thing he had last week.
Wendy's and other fast food chains are trying out new tech for more pressing reasons, the labor shortage. Daron Acemoglu is an economist at MIT. He says consumers may be happier with a speedier drive-thru, but it may come with a cost.
Over the last four decades, we have been investing more and more in automation technologies, and that has been associated with much greater inequality.
In 5 years, Acemoglu doesn't think Wendy's will have anyone tending the drive-thru. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.